In the late 1960s, something strange was unfolding in Point Pleasant, an event that would later inspire several films, books, and a local museum. The Mothman legend began with a series of sightings, which eventually came to an end with the collapse of the Silver Bridge in 1967. More than 40 people died as a result. The tragedy has been incorporated into the legend after some people reported seeing the Mothman before the bridge fell. Some say the Mothman was a result of government experiments. Some say he was the last creature left of an otherwise extinct species. Thousands of people with their own thoughts and understandings of the legend gather every year in Point Pleasant for the Mothman Festival. Here are a few of those voices.
Jeff Walmsley, Museum Director.
Ginny Markham.
My name is Grace Bigelow.
Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, Copley, C-O-P-L-E-Y.
Emily Amuti.
Seth Breedlove, B-R-E-E-D-L-O-V-E. What is the legend?
Well, the legend, as I know it, I was 5 years old when it happened, but November of 1966, you know, you had two young couples seeing what they thought was a large bird at first.
Supposedly, like, back in, like, I think 1967, there was a couple teenagers that went out to the bunker area, and they seen a moth-like figure.
You had over 100 reported sightings after that.
One theory is that he, like, was created because of all the chemicals in the area. Like, it was a mutation of some sort of animal, like maybe a bird that mutated. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe he exists.
I do. Yeah, I believe they saw something. I can't tell you exactly what it was.
I mean, anything's possible.
It's such a big mystery, like, as to what people are actually seeing. That I think it invites a lot of curiosity as far as, like, what might have happened.
Either way, if it's real or not real, I think it's really cool that, like, this big urban legend brings people from all over together, like people from West Virginia. I'm not even from West Virginia, and I'm here, you know? So it's just nice that, like, there's something that can unite people and bring a lot of fun.
The Mothman Festival ran from Friday to Sunday. Planning for the next festival to take place this time in 2020 will begin in the spring. The Mothman Museum is open year-round. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen in Point Pleasant.